Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Dis gekom met vandag 'n stygging van 16.3% in halfjaarverdienste aangekondig. Sterk prestasie volgens die maatskappy te midde van volgehoue kostebesparingsinisiatiewe. Die groep se wesensverdienste per aandeel het gestyg na 67,7 sent, dit vanaf 58,2 sent jaar op jaar. Omsit groei met 9,6%. Die groep het nou meer as 270 apteekwinkels. Ons gesels nou met Rui Moraes, bestuurshoof van Dis-Chem. Good afternoon, Rui. Welcome to Geldsaake. This increase in earnings is impressive, driven by payroll cost savings, if I read the statements correctly. Could you tell us more about the saving strategies and how they've affected other parts of the business?
Yeah, I mean, I guess two highlights of the results. The first one being decent revenue growth, I mean, considering the macroeconomic environment. And I guess that just over north of 9.5% kind of spat out earnings growth of 15.3%. And as you described, I mean, the cost growth there was the real driver of that positive operating leverage. The simplicity of the cost growth exercise was really around how we manage retail costs or retail payroll costs. I think coming off the back or coming from an entrepreneurial background, a lot of the cost decisions in terms of how stores were staffed were decentralized. So in other words, store management were making those decisions. And in many instances over time, it became quite ineffective and quite cumbersome in the way that we had staffed stores. So we centralized the decision-making process and the, the productivity requirements that we would need from certain staff, established a framework, and then off the back of that framework, additional resources or additional heads or people were repurposed into the new space. So we achieved a like-for-like cost growth of 0.7%, and that drove pretty much the cost saving and the positive leverage that you described.
This points to efficiency, operating profit growing faster than revenue. Which other areas helped achieve this? And are they new with new operational goals coming up?
So, I mean, I guess the way that I think about the business is really around prioritizing the decisions to deliver into the 8 strategic pillars. So if you think about the way that we've spoken about the 8 strategic pillars, I mean, the opportunities ahead of us lie in working capital management. So the same ability to centralize decisions around stock principles exist in our group. And we've committed to try and unlock around R500 million in cash over the next 18 months by managing stock a little more efficiently. That won't necessarily come through the income statement, but certainly through cash conversion and ultimately into shareholder returns. That's obviously an immediate and big win for us. I think if we think about some of the other income statement lines, you know, accretion of the total income line, continued cost management focus with the deployment of a second level of a staffing framework that we're now launching, hopefully will generate positive leverage again. And then there's more qualitative or subjective elements like integrated health, the way that we think about digital health and the deployment of digital health landscape that we'll be focusing on over the next year.
So your interim dividend is up to almost 27 cents now. What message does that send to the shareholders, especially with competitors like Clicks also showing strong results, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it talks to the resilience of the market that we're in. I think both ourselves and Clicks have had a decent set of results. You know, I think we both have to appreciate, like the grocers do, that even in the non-discretionary spend, that consumers are searching for value. And you need to be careful that you don't kind of rest on your laurels and you kind of keep on innovating and creating value. You know, so both our dividend profiles were strong, our earnings were strong, relatively decent top line numbers. And I think we have to adapt to a changing macro. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the positive sentiment that is the two-pot system, lowering interest rates. But I think there needs to be an appreciation that fundamentally consumers are constrained over the medium term. You know, structurally, South African consumers are constrained. And if you're going to be successful in retail, you need to create sustained long-term value for consumers. And that's certainly the way that we're thinking about our business going forward.
So more than 270 stores now. How does the future look, especially next year in the short term?
So yes, I mean, we've obviously one of our biggest drivers and probably the most important strategic drivers, the deployment of property. As I've said before, we are the biggest pharmacy by market share. We certainly want to grow the network in size. We will add 137,000 square meters over the next 3 years, which translates loosely to around 145 stores over the next 3 years. And, you know, a lot of that will be delivered over the next 18 months. So definitely ambitious from a property strategy perspective.
Baie dankie Rui dat jy hierdie insigte met ons gedeel het. Dit was Rui Moraes, bestuurshoof van die Dis-Chem groep. Om net vinnig terug na jou toe, goeie resultate gisteraand van Clicks en toe weer van Dis-Chem. Soos jy hier in die begin gesê het, die reaksie van beleggers in albei maatskappye is nie presies dieselfde nie, maar is toch interessant dat albei groei wys in moeilike ekonomiese toestande.
Natuurlijk, dis natuurlijk een mark wat in die, oor die langtermijn structurele groei het. Ons weet dat die mediese bedrijf baie sterk groei het. Dat is natuurlijk inflatie wat deurkom. En Dis-Chem wat relatief tot Clicks van een redelijke lae basis afkom. So ek denk nie die groei was sleg nie. Die mark verwacht net soke goeie groei van Dis-Chem omdat hulle van een kleiner basis afkom en minder winkels het. So ek denk die groei was bietjie laer as wat die mark verwacht het, maar in geheel is het nog steeds een baie goeie resultaat en soos ek genoem het, hulle marges wat wesentlik onder, of nie wesentlik nie, maar redelijk onder Clicks in is, so daar is die potentiaal vir verdere marge verbeterings ook. So ek denk Dis-Chem in een goeie posiesie oor die medium termijn om goeie groei te wees.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.